This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. We are red hot and rolling this gorgeous Saturday evening, April 29th, 2023, the year of our genitals, JXMG. How are we doing tonight, Walter?
Oh, we're doing fine, man. We're doing fine. Everything's good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good myself. Not too many complaints, but if I did complain, nobody would care.
Ain't nobody.
Anyways, we are monitoring the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Yours truly is not at the Correspondents' Dinner because he would rather co-host this wonderful radio show live and in person. Anyways, first order of business, we want to remember the men and women of law enforcement who are murdered in line of duty. Fortunately, this week, we have no names to read off. Be safe, one and all. Also, special shout-out to our special listeners, Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Onondaga's New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Be safe, one and all. Also, our favorite teacher, Miss Crabtree, who's listening at home with family members. Keep tuning in and spread the word, folks. Now, second order of business. Breaking our biggest news story of the week is, believe it or not Tucker Carlson. It's our own Mikey Dowd. Last week, Mike Dowd went back to police headquarters in Lower Manhattan and took pictures of himself at One Police Plaza. And the top brass at headquarters had a cow. Now, we all know about Mikey Dowd's past. Walter, you were with him, and we don't have to go into it. But what got me was that, here you have Dowd served over a decade of his most productive years in jail, not able to see his kids, not be able to be with his family, and he'll always have the title corrupt cop before his name. And as for Police Plaza itself, it's a public building paid for by the taxpayers of the city of New York. Somebody who had permission to enter the building had also had permission to sign in Mr. Dowd as a visitor. Anyways, Mr. Mikey will never receive the department ID with the words retired across the picture because what happened 28 years ago. Now, at 62 years old, it's pretty safe to say that Mikey Dowd won't be running the streets in a street gang. But my issue is that the department should be worried about officer safety and officer tactics and use of force. Because as Mikey Dowd was taking pictures as a tourist in Police Plaza, officers in the Flatiron District was performing a traffic stop on foot. I didn't see an RMP anywhere. And because they had probable cause because the person driving this automobile had a weapon displayed in the front seat of the car. So they tried to do a traffic stop, and the driver did not want to go to jail. So he put the car in the reverse, struck an officer. Meanwhile, one officer with a firearm, drew his firearm, did not fire because of safety issue of other officers. And then the dummy right by the front driver's side window is hitting the window with a collapsible baton, doing nothing. And the driver got away. So instead of worried about, an infamous former cop walking through and saying hi, taking pictures as a tourist in a public building with permission, they should be worried about officer safety out in the streets. And if you do come across somebody who does not want to be pulled over, has a weapon in the front seat of the automobile, and ran over one of your fellow officers, and you're at the driver's side window, go ahead, draw your service weapon, and take care of business. Walt, what say you about the situation at Police Plaza and in the Flatiron District?
You know, things that happened 30 years ago, 35 years ago, close to 40 years ago, you know, there's an entirely, new police department from the ground up. I don't think there's anybody left on the job that was in blue when Mike was arrested in 92. That's 31 years ago. All right. Now, if there is, you know, there's what we used to call hairbags or dinosaurs. Okay. But, you know, it's hard to fathom, you know, that like Tony Montana said, you know, you mummies need somebody to point your freaking fingers at. Okay. Ain't nobody in the police department can live in a glass house, but they claim to. Okay. Now I'm not knocking the department. I love the department. I screwed up in the department, but that doesn't mean I don't love them any less. The issue with this is it's number one, it's a public building, like we said. Number two, it's, you know, state funded, it's federally funded. And we pay taxes, and that's where our money, you know, money goes. It doesn't matter if it goes, my money gets, my tax money pays for schools and Michael's money pays for a community college. It doesn't matter. It all falls under the umbrella of taxpayer dollars, okay? They can't stop him from going in. Sure, they could talk and say, oh, we really need him here. You know, we really don't want them here. That's none of their business. You know, really, it's none of their business. What are you going to say? Oh, he was a crooked cop back in 1990, you know, in the 80s and the early 90s, and he went to prison. You know, go home and you know, change your diaper and wipe your butt, because you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And I feel the same way, you know, in my own shoes. I'm not saying enough is enough. You want to feel the way you feel, fine. I don't. I've lived through it. I've done it. Michael's lived through it. He's done it, and have moved on. You want to hang on to those to that era in time, not error like in baseball, era like in time. You want to hold on to that time in the police department? Well, go ahead. You know, go ahead. Be my guest. You know, be an idiot, be a moron, and go ahead and live in the past. That's probably why, you know, most of the people that retired in the year 2000, the year 2005, retired because we kept our mouths shut.
Right. But anyways, on that note, coming up, I'll talk about some... Grandpa running for an election. Also, big news at Fox. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, April 29th, 2023, White House Correspondents' Dinner. Once again, Scoop Stanton is not there, even though we're about 15 miles away. Before we are interrupted by our wonderful sponsors, one last thing is that, well, you were fired from the NYPD. I was fired from the NYPD. Michael Dow was fired from the NYPD. But it appears like we're our, like, three biggest cheerleaders for the NYPD. We're bigger cheerleaders for New York's finest than the current mayor of the city of New York, who's also a retired member of the service. So, you know, how you like them apples? But anyways, moving right along, the grandpa in chief, Joe Biden, who looks just absolutely drained at this White House Correspondents' Dinner. I'm watching simultaneously doing this wonderful show. He put out a commercial this week, or a video rather, and the video, he talks about running for re-election. And the first word out of his mouth is freedom. I was like, the gonads on this guy. You know, he says freedom. Well, let me ask you this, Mr. President. Is Donald Trump more free? Did Rudy Giuliani feel more free? Does Mike Lindell feel free? Do Catholics who want to have a mass in Latin feel more free? Does Mark Hauck feel more free? Does James O'Keefe feel more free? Does Steve Bannon feel more free? Do MAGA supporters feel more free? Do all the people forced to get the jab feel more free under your watch? And do all people whose businesses were shut down feel more free? Do all people forced to wear masks feel more free under your watch? And finally, do the parents of public school children feel more free thanks to the Biden administration? Obviously, no, because trampling on civil rights is a drop in the bucket for Joe Biden. And 2 years, the Biden administration has destroyed America. Joe Biden makes Jimmy Carter look like Ronald Reagan. Now, Biden cites the lowest unemployment for black people. Well, that's because millions of Americans are out of work and not actively looking for work. Because the government pays you enough to live very well by not working. You know, Joe Biden's the one that killed the Keystone Energy Pipeline, killing thousands of blue-collar jobs, making over $100,000 a year. So his good donor buddy, Warren Buffett, can have his railroad move the oil. Yep, that's right. Warren Buffett, who owns Berkshire Hathaway, also owns Santa Fe Railroad, or BNSF Railroad. So instead of moving that oil, that crude oil from Canada into the United States, it's now moved on rail cars. Also, under the Biden administration, gas prices are up, inflation is up, interest rates are up, car prices are way up, crime is way up, and we have fentanyl coming through the border by the truckloads, and illegal aliens coming in by the thousands, staying in four-star hotels in Manhattan, demanding not to be moved. I'm not making this up. We talked about this before. You have illegal aliens staying in these four-star hotels on Manhattan Island that none of us can afford, and they're tearing it up, and the city wants to put them in a shelter or on the piers out in Brooklyn or other parts of the city, and they say no, they don't want to be moved. Well, anyway, since Joe Biden's domestic policy didn't pan out so well, let's look how Biden made America great overseas. We totally messed up Afghanistan withdrawal. We made the Taliban the eighth most powerful military on the planet with American-made weapons. His sudden withdrawal of Afghanistan cost the lives of 13 Americans. And then Biden got us involved in another Cold War with Ukraine, with billions of dollars given to Ukraine with zero oversight. Ukraine should probably be the 51st state. Meanwhile, as we were getting involved with Ukraine, Russia and China now teamed up, and so now we got another Cold War. And speaking of China, you have Chinese naval vessels doing maneuvers off the coast of Taiwan. So now we have to send the ships out to Taiwan because Taiwan is our ally. So anyways, also you have North Korea testing rockets again. You had President Trump actually walk into North Korea unaccompanied by any Secret Service. They must have been losing their mud, if you know what I mean, that the president's walking into enemy territory by himself. And now we have awesome Joe Biden. He's on the campaign trail. I'm sure China said, listen, we've given you and your family millions of dollars. You owe us, sir. So look for this guy to probably die in office while killing this country. Walt, what say you about Grandpa in Chief?
You know, it's a shame that, you know, he's announced his candidacy. He announced that he's going to run for president again. And, of course, Mala Chameleon was all giggles and stuff. Very well. He's an aged man. He's being led around to exits, entrances, teleprompters. His wife speaks for him. There's a very good chance that, you know, McCarthy now is the speaker. And,
Speaker of the House.
You know, the 26th Amendment needs to be enforced. But I don't think they're going to do it because the alternative is much worse. The problem is that he'll get elected next November, 2024, and, you know, he'll rake in like, you know, 95 million, 100 million votes, you know, and, you know, you know, the manufactured votes, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, it's just, I expect Biden to win again. You know, I don't want it, but I expect it, you know, expect the worst, hope for the best.
Right.
Republican Party doesn't have to stand out. Because all of a sudden, you know, they're in charge of the House and they're still running around listening, you know, and letting the Democrats get away with saying things and doing things and demanding things. You know, you ask a yes or no question in Congress and you get a book report, you know, on bananas. You know, it's so stupid. So the politics is relatively new to a lot of people because of the social media thing for the last 15 or 20 years. But, you know, these people don't understand that that's what C-SPAN was about. That's what C-SPAN was for. But yet they chose all those years ago to just keep going when they were searching for something to watch. Mr. Biden is a loser. He can't get out of his own way. That's why people are leading him around. Chameleon, she's a giggles. You know, all spits and giggles. I just don't see Mr. Biden. I mean, you know, he's my president. I'm a United States citizen. He's the president of the United States. He's my president. I said this a time or two before. You know, if the opportunity arises or the misfortune arise, I'd take a bullet for the guy. I mean, he's the leader of the free world right now. But I'd rather take a bullet for somebody who's actually doing something. You know, I saw that interview with, I can't remember who it was. I think it was David Muir. No, it wasn't David Muir. I can't remember who it was, about the inflation. And Biden said, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, 2 months ago, inflation was 8.3%, and today it's barely 8.3%. But it was like 2%, you know, 4 years ago. You know, he leaves that party out. You know, it's still going up. You know, it's a freaking crime when you got to go to, you know, to the supermarket, and the supermarkets are virtually empty of people. And, you know, there's food on the shelves, but it's so damn expensive. You know, things you're paying, you know, 49 cents for, like, let's just say a can of chili, 49 cents, you know, now it's $3.89. You know, it's horrible. So, you know, I don't know what he thinks he's finishing, or let's finish this. You know, is he going to finish ruining us?
Right.
So, you know, there's 75% of the people dependent on the government ticket, because it's 50%, more than 50% now. You got people that just aren't working. You got restaurants that were in business for years and years and years, going out of business because they can't find the help.
Right. But anyways, we'll come back. Coming back our next break, we'll talk about what's going on at Fox News with the biggest talent. Stay tuned, everybody.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Barmash. A search for the suspect in a Texas mass shooting is taking place not far from where it happened in a small town near Houston. San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers said the wooded area where the search is underway is larger than he originally thought. Five people are dead, including an 8-year-old, after a shooting at a home in the town of Cleveland. Capers says the suspect, Francisco Oropeza's whereabouts, are not known.
He could be anywhere now. We located the device that we were looking for, found it abandoned. There was some articles of clothing laying around.
The suspect, who the sheriff described as a Mexican male, opened fire inside the home and fled before police arrived. At least 25 people are dead after the most recent bout of Russian airstrikes in Ukraine. There were 23 victims, including 4 children, killed when a missile destroyed an apartment building in the city of Uman on Friday. A woman and her toddler were also killed in Dnipro. A handful of banks are in line to take over First Republic. Reports indicate JPMorgan Chase, PNC, and Bank of America have shown interest in the San Francisco-based bank. University of Michigan economics professor Justin Wolfers explained to CNN part of First Republic's problem.
These are banks where they're mostly catering to very wealthy depositors. Deposit insurance only covers the first $250,000 of your deposit. So these are banks that aren't covered by our usual deposit insurance.
If the FDIC gets an acceptable offer, it could be made public by Monday. Fox News reports the Human Rights Campaign is calling on Anheuser-Busch to publicly reaffirm its support for the transgender community in response to pushback from conservatives after the company partnered with transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney. Another round of severe weather is taking aim at the southeast. Forecasters have been warning of damaging thunderstorms from Florida to Texas. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. right now. Save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
We are back, 7-5 Radio, with Walter Yerkew, Scoop Stanton, and our brother-in-arms, Charlie LaDuff, who came on April the 1st of this year and just knocked out of the park. And he wants to come back for some more abuse. Charlie, what's going on, sir?
I tell you what, man, your rant there at the beginning about the freedom, let me tell you something. These minutes ain't free. I'm sitting on hold. You're burning up my minutes. Energy boys, Walter, what's going on? What's going on in your life for real, Walter? Your personal life. I could feel the stress, dude.
There ain't no stress in my life, brother. There ain't no stress in my life.
Okay, let's do this one then.
I'm free.
Scoop was sitting there just laying out how everything's just dirt. Everything's dirt in the country. So that really does weigh on me. I am a father. I am a guy who saved his money. You know, I didn't take no trips to Cancun. Never did that. And now the banks are going to collapse. Is college even worth it? So you, for all of us, I called in because I like you guys and you're interesting. Tell us how not to lose our mind. Give me a piece of advice.
Well, what I would do.
Scoop, I asked Walter, Scoop, get out of his airspace. Come on, Walter, lead us, brother.
Vote Republican.
Why would I do that?
Well, you want to keep.
Remember George Bush? Don't you remember that?
I don't know how loaded you are.
Don't you remember these neocons?
In the bottle. But, you know, haven't you been to the supermarket lately? You been to the gas pumps lately? Ain't nobody could buy that
stuff.
I've
been to the gas pumps.
And that's exactly what they want.
My wife goes to the supermarket. Yeah, but that doesn't give me any calm.
That's exactly what they
You're
want.
You're right about that.
Yeah, but there's no people. There's nobody buying anything. There's stuff on the shelf that are out of date because nobody's working.
But we all got to buy the food, you know? And the funny thing is this. Real wages are going down. The price of food is going up. And the price of food's never going to go down. So we all took a permanent hit. But I want to know, I love my life. God gave me one gift. I get it right now. So tell me how to love it. Tell me how to enjoy it.
Well, Charlie, probably the best piece of advice I would give anybody, is even coming from a so-called media guy like myself, once in a while, turn off the television, turn off the phones, turn off the computers, get with that your family, your wife, your husband, your significant other, and your kids. Spend some time with your family. Like today, I still got a couple kids I'm responsible for financially. And I spent all day with the kids. And I came home to my place, my very spacious and tastefully decorated studio, and I talked my daughter on her phone and say, hey, make sure you take a bath. Make sure you brush your teeth. Make sure you go to bed on time. And daddy loves you. And also, so you do that. Take care of your family, your friends. There's times me and Walt will be talking on the phone for hours, just about nothing. And it make great radio, but just too many curse words. Same thing when I text with you. That's like therapy. And also, go to church once in a while. Unfortunately, everybody's too busy. They can't give an hour to the Lord. So and ask for help, ask for guidance, because you know what they say: the Lord works in mysterious ways.
I hadn't been to Mass since COVID, you know, and it was Easter Sunday in this time. But I got a new game here. Not a game, because you don't game the Lord, right? But get there a little bit late. You can double park. You listen to the homily. You listen to the gospel. You listen to a hymn, and you get out. It's like church in 15 minutes. Everything you needed. The father who gives you advice, right? The music, that's the community, and the word. And the word is philosophy from the elders. So this was pretty cool. This is good. That's right. Like you're right about my daughter made me dinner tonight. How cool is that?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it might taste like, you know. Oh, okay, go ahead.
It was great. No, it was great. No, it was great. She's 16 now. She can cook. You know, if you don't always get along with your wife, you know, you and your wife, whether you guys, it's no secret. You just said it. You're separated. But that's always going to be your woman. You're always going to be her man. And you got kids together. So even when things go to hell, it's never hell. It's always a blessing. And I think you said it to your audience tonight. And we need to calm down a little bit, find some peace, and find a reason to go on with this thing, you know?
Right. Well, you've been quiet, and you're always even tempered, despite the hell you went through earlier in your life. How do you stay so calm and so cool and collective?
I've made my peace with what I've done in my life, good, bad, and different. All right, there's people out there that love me. There's people out there that hate me, and I've come to terms with it. You know, that's fine. You know, I don't hate everybody.
You know what? Anybody that's hating you,
I like to do what I like to do, and if it rubs somebody else the wrong way, well, you know, that's on them. That's okay. You know, can't please everybody.
That's not a reason. That's not a reason to hate.
I'm not.
You know. No, I mean, nobody should hate.
Whoa. There's no reason to hate. There's no reason to hate me. You don't have to like me, but that's fine, too.
You're not a bad person. You're not a bad person.
I've taken what I've done in my past, all the bad, and split it and turned it back up into a good life. I made the best out of, you know, some of the worst situations that anybody could ever be in. And I grabbed the bull by the horns, and I did what I did. You know, earlier we talked about Mikey Dowd getting some riffraff for going down to Police Plaza as a visitor to take pictures, you know? And that's just ridiculous. You know, that's childish on the other side. You know, they don't want them there. They don't need them there, and blah, blah, blah. You know, if they went and they took, you know, half of Mike's advice on how to fix corruption instead of just changing IED to IAB and you know, and joining the transit department with the New York City Police Department. You know, if they even looked into a little bit of what Michael would, even what I would have to say about it, the department wouldn't be in half the shit it's in now. Because, you know,
language, sir. Didn't say that on the air. You swore, man.
De Blasio. Or is that... Whatever. You know, De Blasio was just a jackass. De Blasio was just a jackass, okay? Now they got this guy in here, and I'm not even going to mention his name. Right? He's a former captain of the NYPD and thinks he's going to be able to save the city, right? I see him at more Yankee games than I see him at community needs. You know, he doesn't do anything with the community I have seen, except go to Yankee games. He's up in the booth. Every other home game,
right.
He's up in the booth.
Right.
Right,
not to cut you off, but real quick about Mayor Jackass. I remember when I was, you know, on the job, and this guy would be trashing the mayor, the police commissioner, his fellow cops. And my question was, why isn't he out working the subways in the middle of the night chasing bums like me, talking all this trash about New York's finest, the mayor and the police commissioner? He got himself a good gig working at headquarters. And as a former member of the Transit Bureau, Adam started out with the Transit Police, but he is no black patch by any means. Anyways, I digress. Charlie, we got a couple minutes before our final break.
No, I'm just listening, man. I mean, NYPD is a very serious organization. And sometimes you guys know it. I mean, you're still slaves to this shit. You know, sorry about that. You love it. You love it. You got canned, but you still love it. A guy goes to the Yankee games. If you were a good cop, like you're top notch, you're entitled to go to that at the end of your career.
Right, but not if you're Mayor Adams or the city going to hell. Anyways, we come back. We'll finish it up with yours truly, Walter and Charlie Leduff. Stay tuned, everybody.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton, Walter Yurkow, and our good friend Charlie Leduff. He's not a guest. He's just a member of the family. And he came on to borrow $20 from yours truly. I'm just kidding. Anyways, Charlie, we want to talk about what's going on over at Fox. You were part of the local Fox affiliate in Detroit. That's how I became familiar with your work, and I've been pestering you for eight years now. What do you think is going on over at Fox? Because not only Tucker Carlson, but Dan Bongino, who was killing it in the ratings on Saturday nights.
Well, I was syndicated, so I wasn't local. So I was going to be the next jumping up in there. But here's what's going on. Tucker Carlson has not been fired. Tucker Carlson's still drawing a paycheck. Tucker Carlson got excised by way of his contract. My suspicion is there's many things going on. One, you talk too much. You talk too much against the Republicans that you guys promote. He talked too much against them. Lindsey Graham, et cetera, Pfizer, all of it. Two, when he was talking about what happened on January 6th, he called out Ray Epps. Ray Epps is not an FBI agent. There's another lawsuit. Number three, the booker, the woman, Abby Grossberg, who says it was a hostile work environment, that's just not true because Tucker Carlson doesn't work in New York. He works out of Florida and he works out of Maine. So his two main producers, Tucker's two main producers, this is not a secret, they're gay men who are married. So to say it's a frat house is junk. That's not true. Finally, hey, it's a business decision. Tucker will be back. Look, Glenn Beck was a big deal over there. Bill O'Reilly had bigger ratings than Tucker. Megyn Kelly had big ratings. Fox will go on. Tucker will go on. We'll all go on. I'll say this. My last thing to your audience, one, I just made a list at the break. I'm buying some silver. The banks are a mess. I don't want to get caught out with, you know, I'm going to get some silver. Two, I'm getting up in the morning and I'm brushing my teeth. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to go see my mother and I'm going to mumble a prayer to God.
Outstanding. Folks, you heard it first. Charlie Duff, take on Tucker Carlson. Walt, anything you want to add to what Charlie said about what's going on at Fox?
Well, he's right. You know, Tucker will continue. You know, just like Bongino will continue. You know, things happen. You know, one door closes, another door opens. And who knows? Maybe these two will hook up and make their own freaking cable
you know,
station.
You know what's funny, Walt? What's funny is when I left Fox, Tucker and I were negotiating. I was going to be his road dog. I was going to be the guy went out into America, brought back America, you know, not the Beltway, but us, the stuff we're talking about. And corporate got in the way. So, you know, it is what it is. Like what you're doing, what you two are doing, I respect it. I respect it. God made us all different. We all are human family on this planet together. We're to listen to one another, right? Isn't that the word? That's the word. That's the word. So I just want peace with you guys. I want peace with your audience. Don't hate me. I'm a middle of the road guy. I know BS when I hear it. And, you know, I wish you guys success too. I hope you get hired and you won't like it. Believe me, it's evil. Corporate TV is evil.
Right. And that's why, Charlie, we love. Right. Yeah. Charlie, trust us. Not too many people are knocking down our doors. But with that being said, I can honestly say I actually love being on this network. The people on this network, where we call ourselves family, and we mean it. And like when Walter calls me for something, I like, ooh, it's Walter. What's going on? During the commercial, I was texting James Edwards, who hosts the show before ours, and I'm still the Washington D.C. correspondent for The Political Cesspool. And so, you know, and best thing about this show is like yours, we could say what we want to say, just don't use those seven dirty words and don't slander people. Other than that, it's a carte blanche. And I've talked to other
shout out to what's the woman in our earpiece? You've actually got a producer who's talking and making the show run. What's her name?
Liz.
You don't know? Hey, Liz. Shout out to you. Is it Liz? Is that right?
Yep.
Liz, that's my sister's name. I mean, very professional, very cool. I'm really surprised that the, you know, you guys get production value here. So you're not actually lost. Just believe.
Right.
And maybe listen to Liz a little more. Seems to know what she's doing.
Right. It's for our fifth anniversary show, we said, you know, we can't thank Liz and Jay enough for making us sound so great with working with so little. But anyways,
Jay? I'm confused. Who the hell's Jay?
He's another person that works for the network. Right.
So, a network. Look anyways. At you, Scoop. Look at you, Scoop.
Yeah, this is Liberty News Radio Network.
Look at you.
I came from a long way from starting off with the political cesspool and started out in a bean field to my bedroom on Liberty News Radio Network. And I'm talking to Charlie LaDuff from No BS News. And my co-host is none other than Walter Yerk. Walter Yerk, who, you know, he was. Say what?
Walter Yukamanga.
No, Yerk. But anyways, and the great thing about Walter, I saw the movie The 7-5, which you got to check out. And we got talking, and, you know, eventually our first conversation was talking about, you know, problems I was going through. And we talked very little about the 7-5 movie. And now even on the show, it's called 7-5 Radio from Walter's exploit in the 7-5 precinct. But we only talk about his experiences only on stories that we cover. And like the show, honest to God, Charlie, it's therapy. Talking to Walter is therapy. Even talking to you is therapy. That's why when I said, when you give me a text, like, ooh, Charlie text me. You know, even though he called me the B word.
Biatch.
Biatch.
Yeah. Liz, don't edit that. That one's not in the 7 Liz. Yeah.
Right. Anyways.
Walter, man. Hey, Walter, are you in New York?
No, I'm in Tennessee.
Tennessee. Is anybody in New York anymore? Or did everybody leave?
No, we're all moving.
No, what? Why would you want to be in New York?
No, not you guys. I love New York, man. You kidding me?
My parents
I love New York too.
Juicy.
I just don't want to go there.
Yeah, my parents still live in upstate New York.
I love New York. Hey, New York, right. I love you. I love you, man. I love you. You're the capital of America. No doubt about it. You've been good to me, and I want to say that.
Right. anything else? Hey, Charlie, let me ask you this. Have you seen at least the trailer of the 7-5 movie I sent you?
No, man, I did. No.
You got to watch at least watch the trailer, if not the whole movie. Then you have a whole new perspective of what was going on back in the day. But anyways, next question for Russell LaDuff.
Show notes.
Right. All right, next question. When are you going to have myself or Mr. Yerk on the No BS News?
Never. Never, because I'm on your show.
So, I mean,
hey, dude, don't you think we have something to do on Saturday night? Go ahead. What do you want? Go ahead. Pitch me. Pitch me.
Oh, okay. Walter Yerk was worked one of the roughest precincts in America, and he's seen police corruptions on both sides of the fence. And he turned his life around after doing two bids in jail, and eventually became a host of one of the greatest radio talk shows in the history of modern man.
Well, I'm going to be honest. With all due respect to you, man, much love to you. I called, because the last time I called, Walter's so damn interesting. I'm calling in the Walter show. You know what I'm saying? It's your show as well, but Walter's, that's why I'm calling. So you don't need to be on my program. I need to be on your program. Walter's an interesting cat. I was actually quite mesmerized.
Right. What, Charlie? That's why you gotta watch the movie. Then you'll be really infatuated with Mr. Yerk.
Well, you're the network, so can you repost the trailer?
Yeah, I'll repost
it on your website. I'll give you a click. There you go. Everybody out there listening, check out this trailer. See how that works.
I'll forward it to you once again. But anyways. Charlie, we only got a couple minutes left. Anything else you want to put out there?
Okay, let me think about this. You caught me flat-footed, but I always got something to say. Yes, one more time. Look out for your money. Even if you've only got a precious few hundred, start being smart. right? You could see it on Twitter, New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal all day long. I've been saying it for years. Something is wrong with the economy. Something's wrong with the money. That doesn't mean you bail on the money, but you got to start getting wise where your money is. If you got some money, and if you don't got no money, hook me up, Joe.
All right. On that note, this is Peter Scoop staying with Walter Yerkew and Charlie LaDuff reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.